A significant storm system impacting U.S. hard red winter wheat country during the latter part of last week and early in the weekend has left behind quite a bit of moisture and has left the region in fairly good shape to coast through the next couple of weeks without much of an issue. There is still dryness in the southwestern plains from west Texas into southeastern Colorado and extreme southwestern Kansas, and it looks like this region is not likely to see much precipitation for a while, but the dryness in the area is really not all that unusual for this time of the year, and there's plenty of time and opportunity for precipitation to come back into the region before we get started with the spring growing season. During the course of the Thursday through Saturday period, we ended up with significant amounts of moisture across many areas, especially from north central Oklahoma into south central Kansas, where 1 to 3 and some local 4-inch amounts occurred according to Doppler radar. And some of the rain totals or precipitation totals across parts of southern Nebraska reached into the 1 to 2-inch plus range. Snow accumulations ranged anywhere from 8 to 15 inches across portions of Nebraska, and there was an extreme amount of 20 inches or nearly 20 inches being reported in the Stapleton area, which is just to the northwest of Omaha in eastern Nebraska. Well, this particular snow event will likely gradually melt away as we go forward through the next week to 10 days, and as it does, that moisture will seep into the soil and help to improve the topsoil moisture situation. Temperatures this week will get bitterly cold in a part of the central plains, with temperatures dropping near and below 0 Fahrenheit. We're not expecting it to have a huge impact on winter wheat because it is deeply buried in the snow. Northeastern Colorado, northwestern Kansas, and portions of Nebraska will experience the coldest weather. In the meantime, across the heart of the Midwest, the same storm system fell apart as it came into the heart of the western Corn Belt, and precipitation pretty much died out as it came across Illinois. There was still some light precipitation that occurred in the eastern Midwest, but moisture totals were very low. Snow accumulations were most significant in central and west central portions of Iowa, as well as back across Nebraska, but most of the snow ceased there and did not accumulate significantly further to the east. We are expecting to see relatively tranquil weather occur across the Midwest now for a while. Most everybody will be left in a relatively dry condition. We're expecting some colder air to seep down from the northwest as time moves forward. The cold is not expected to be unusual for this time of the year, and it will likely end a period of a little bit warmer than usual biased conditions. Extreme lows will drop notably below zero in parts of Minnesota, Wisconsin, and parts of the eastern Dakotas as we get into the second half of this week. I'm not expecting that cold to get very far to the south, though. We will see temperatures bottoming out in the upper single digits and teens in the lower parts of the Midwest, and that's certainly cool enough to certainly put a chill in the air and to stop any potential for new crop development, but we're not too concerned about that either at this point in time. The coldest morning will probably be a Saturday, but Friday will already be rather cold in the northwestern part of the region as well. And the precipitation potentials may increase as we get away from the cold air next week, but at the moment there's no major storm system slated for the region. The southeastern states will stay relatively dry for a while as well, but the Delta and portions of east and southeast Texas picked up on some significant rain over the weekend. That precipitation will help to improve corn planting prospects as we get closer to March. We're just a few weeks away from planting, and I heard recently that some farmers in Louisiana were already preparing fields for that process. Speaking of Louisiana, some very heavy rain fell over the weekend, with more than 5 and upwards to 6 inches being reported in parts of the state. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.